Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina, who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here Anna. She is a mental health advocate and she contributes for Blossom the Project and Senya Youth. She is also the co-founder of a lifestyle store at colorco.ph, and she has been virtually managing it while pursuing her education in Japan. So welcome, Anna.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Yes, and this is a perfect time to record the podcast with you because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, this month of May.
Definitely, definitely. And
I believe you're the best person I can interview for today. So before we start, can you tell me more about yourself? Like, how did you start becoming a mental health advocate?
For sure. Well, I wouldn't say I'm currently really a mental health advocate, but I am trying to find my platform. But a little bit of a background about myself is currently I'm actually in Japan. So I'm in my dorm room right now. I'm studying culture, society, and media under the Bachelor of Social Science. And the university I go to is Ritsumeikan Asia Pacific University. But I'm actually a transfer student. So I did my first year in Ateneo, the Manila University. I was studying communications there and I was on the varsity softball team. And then I transferred here. I did my fall semester online back home. And then I was able to come here in March, which is why I'm on campus now. And other than that, so my best friend and I started a lifestyle store last year in May. Towards the end of May, June. It's actually been almost a year. And when my best friend and I were brainstorming what we could do during the pandemic that would kind of, you know, turn our frustrations into creativity and like help the community, we realized, what if we, you know, open something up and do something for the good of the community? And what we did in the beginning was actually a lot of our proceeds we donated to different COVID reliefs and typhoon victims as well. And it's really been growing. And what we sell is a lot like tie-dye kits, clothes. We sell a wide range of things, accessories. And honestly, right now, if it weren't for the team I had, I wouldn't know what would have happened because, you know, it's really hard managing it online. But I'm very, very thankful, and like credits to my entire team for just, you know, really filling in the gaps. And my partner, who is my best friend in high school, has really just been one of the greatest support systems. And I think we work really well together. So that's what's been keeping me busy. School, Color and Co. And then in terms of mental health, I've actually, I'm currently a researcher for Blossom the Project. So for those of you who don't know, it is an Instagram platform where we talk about different mental health issues and social issues, but it's a bilingual platform. So everything we post is in English and Japanese. And I started working with them as a researcher in December, January. And it's been such a good experience for me. I've learned so much about mental health. And I think what people need to understand is before being an advocate, I think it's so important to educate yourself, which is why, though I'd like to say I would like to pursue becoming an advocate in the future, I'm really focusing my time right now on educating myself and really knowing different things about mental health. So I've been reading a lot of books. I've been hearing a lot of people's stories and seeing where I can go from there and figuring out what platform would work best for me to share my thoughts and help other people.
Wow, what a journey. So, yun nga na, you started here in the Philippines, then you transitioned there in Japan, and now you have your own business, and now you're currently getting to know more about the social issue on mental health. So I just want to focus on that, mental health. I actually have a mental health episode, kwentuhan sesh with my sister, but then I want to get your perspective. So I asked this question to her also. If you hear the word mental health, what's that one word that will pop out in your mind immediately?
Okay, well, when you said that right now, it like instantly hit me. But I think when someone says mental health, I think about all the people who I know who have suffered from it and how powerful it can be. And I myself have suffered through different mental health issues as well. And I'm sure everybody has, you know, everybody has their own journey with mental health. But I think it's just very powerful. And I think there's so much depth to it and meaning to it that it's not just having anxiety. It's not just having depression. There's so much more boundaries and layers to it that I think people need to understand.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also said there na when people hear about mental health, parang they think about is anxiety, depression, all that. But behind it, talaga, you know that it's there's something more. There's something deeper into it.
And exactly.
Can you talk me through it? Like the deeper meaning of mental health.
Definitely. I think with mental health, people, as I said a while ago, people go through their own journey. And not everybody will understand what journey you are going through. So I think it is important to surround yourself with people who will understand you. These layers are everything that goes in your head, in your heart, in your soul. And if you are willing to go through it, like what type of journey are you seeking by wanting to fix it? Like, are you here because you want to, like, not, I wouldn't say fix it, because I think it's, mental health is not something to fix, but something to improve on. And I think these layers really just go down to how you will overcome it, how you will develop as a person. Can you mature from these experiences? Will it make you stronger? And I think, like, just bouncing back. And there's so much, like, under mental health, it goes up to, you know, there's disorders, there's people who go through therapy, life coaches. And I think it really depends on the person. That's why we must, like, it's so important to be understanding of what people go through. But I just want to mention, like, 4 years ago, I wouldn't have had said these things. I think the pandemic, in relation to mental health and the pandemic, which I think is super, you know, a big topic, I think the pandemic really made me realize about what people go through, what I was going through, and how I want to help people. Because when I was in high school, I never really understood mental health. I think it was very tabooed in the environment I was in. People would never really discuss what they were going through. People would never say they had anxiety or depression. It wasn't talked about that people were going through therapy. And I think, you know, my journey as well with mental health and being in the pandemic, I just realized so much. I overcame so much. And I feel like because I've overcome so much, I've become such a completely different person. And now I feel more myself. And I think that's what I want to do to help other people. That's what I'm doing my work with Senny Youth and Blossom the Project, is to provide people the online platform to learn, just like how other platforms were able to help me.
Wow. Yeah, and can you just add to that? Like, people around me are telling me that a lot of people, like, in this pandemic, a lot of people are getting sad, depression, suicide.
Exactly.
It's increasing. And if you look and if you think about it, parang a lot of people are dying because of COVID. But then more people are dying because of depression, because of anxiety that this pandemic caused us, diba? Kaya, what you're doing also is great to, you know, inform others so that these people who are having mental health issues are supported by us. And in relation to the pandemic, can I ask you, how do you stay mentally healthy amidst this pandemic? You're stuck at home, you can't really socialize that much. So how do you keep yourself mentally healthy and safe?
For sure. Thank you for asking that. Actually, I think it's so important to ask your friends how they're doing and how they are mentally doing. On my end, since I came to Japan, actually, my life has shifted completely. The COVID situation in Japan is very different to the Philippines. Everything is open. So I've been able to go on campus and take my classes in the classroom. I've also been able to hang out with friends and go to restaurants. Of course, we're very careful. But so I'd like to backtrack to 2020 when the pandemic first hit. And I think that's when my mental health was at its lowest. First, I was lost because I didn't know what was next. You know, when you don't know the future, you are just so afraid. And that was one of the things that was, I think, triggering my anxiety was I didn't know what was to come next. And I think a factor of that was that my softball season was actually canceled, which is the reason why I went to Ateneo in the first place. But looking back on it and reflecting on it now, I have no regrets staying in the Philippines for university for my first year because I made such great friendships. I learned so much about the Filipino culture and what it's like to study in a Filipino university. And, you know, it was unfortunate that I didn't get a softball season, but it's taught me so much. And I really was able to give it my all through my softball career. But I would say March 2020, April 2020, that was at my lowest. And I just didn't know what to do with my life. Like, I would wake up and be like, what's next? Because prior to the pandemic, my life was so hectic. I was having training every day, weekends. I was going out with friends. And all of a sudden, this was all taken away from me. And I was like, what did I do to deserve this? What did the world do to deserve this? What did everybody do? And so there was a lot of just unknown uncertainty. And that was, you know, triggering my anxiety. And also spending so much time on social media was a big trigger because I feel like we were so invested in being online and keeping up to the news and keeping up with what our friends are up to that we weren't really, well, for me at least, I wasn't really thinking about myself and focusing on myself. And then as the months grew by, I think I really went through just finding, you know, myself, self-discovery, self-reflection. And that's where I really realized what I wanted to pursue in life, what I wanted to focus on, which was mental health. And there's so much more I would like to do with mental health. It's just that my academics are my first priority right now. But when the time comes, it's something that I really want to focus on in the future and dedicate my time to. So yeah, I think when it comes to everything that I've gone through, it's just, I had a great support system. I cut out toxic people in my life. I just spent time with quality friends and people, you know, who'd give back the same love. I'm also very grateful that I have a very supportive family. And all of that mixed together, reading self-help books, talking to friends, just really like helped me develop. And I think the thing here is people don't know what I was going through. And I think it was okay because I think we're all on a journey on our own and people don't know what you're going through. But as long as people see your improvement, I think that's all that matters.
Yeah, I love everything you said. But then, okay, I want to talk about a lot of things here. But I just want to say that I relate so much that March 2020 mm-hmm. was also one of my lowest times. It's kind mm-hmm. of similar to your situation because it was my captain year in my cheer team. And we were competing. Wow. And we were about to compete that weekend. And then they announced the lockdown. So I was just so devastated. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk to anyone for months. And yeah, I didn't know what to do. I thought it would be fast lang, this pandemic. But then 2 years and grabe. And you mentioned having great support system, family and friends support. And I just want to ask, what do you do if your friend has mental health problems? Like, how do you deal with them? How do you support them? How do you help them?
I think, you know, in the year 2019, one of my best friends was really going through something. I think I've known her almost my whole life, and I saw her at her lowest. And I think this experience will really answer your question. But that was the first real experience where one of my friends was really going through something mentally, and it just opened my eyes. You know, when she found out the news, I was with her. When she was really at her lowest, I wouldn't say I was with her, but I was trying to support her. And that's when I really realized, oh my goodness, this is what people go through. And people don't know that this is what happens. Like, you know, there's weight loss, there's like just fatigue, there's no motivation to do anything. And, you know, as a best friend, sometimes you feel helpless because you don't want to give too much because you're not a professional, but you also want to be there 24/7. And with her, I really learned a lot about boundaries and what the right words to say. And of course, I had mistakes, and we've spoken about it until now. But even now, she's one of my best friends. When I have a really bad day in terms of mental health, like, I really talk to her, and she really understands like the anxiety I go through. But I think with her, it's just I learned so much about what someone goes through and how difficult it is, but also how you can overcome it, because she is so strong. You know, she was actually with me in Ateneo. We did our freshman year together, and we finished together, and we were together in all of high school. So we really had a special connection. We were both team captains of the softball team. And so in that case, it was the softball season when all of this was happening, and I was seeing her breaking down, but also, you know, overcoming all of these, it just gave me so much more awareness. It gave me so much more knowledge about what really goes through someone's head and how you can really overcome it. And like, props to her. I think she's one of the strongest friends I've had, strongest person ever. And I really think when you see someone and when you really see what they're experiencing, it changes the game because it hits you like a different level. Yeah, and so especially if it's a loved one, you really, you know, the hurt she's going through, you might not feel the same amount of pain, but to a certain extent, you will feel that same pain for her. And I think that's what I felt, and that's what really, you know, that was one of the factors to like why I'm working on myself, why I'm working on wanting to do all this nonprofit work and advocating for mental health.
Yeah, wow. And you were with her in that journey. You were able to mm-hmm. see her improvement, the process, and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you were there with her. But how do you feel about the mental health illness stories that you just hear around the news that mm-hmm. you don't really get to see physically or get to talk mm-hmm. to them? You just hear it. Like, how do you feel about those?
Well, especially if I talk in terms of the Philippines, I think I feel very helpless. I think there is not enough support from the government, and I think therapists are overpriced, and it is not available and accessible to everybody in the Philippines. Another thing is, I also feel that it is not talked about in school enough. Well, at least for my case, I went to an international school, and yes, anxiety, depression, all these things were talked about, but and guidance counselors were provided, but I think in terms of friends, it just needs to be, like, the discussion just not needs to be there, and there just needs to be more conversation sparked. When I hear about them on the news, of course, instantly, it's like, what can I do to help? But there's only so much I can do, and I feel like it just has to be a community. And of course, when my friends are going through something and they message me, I do my best, but not words aren't always the most powerful thing. I think there's just so much. It goes from all the five love languages to help someone. And sometimes physically, when you're not able to be there, the words are just not as powerful. I mean, well, for me, at my case, like, words of affirmation really, really help me. But that's not for everybody. So I feel that people also need to know what others can do to help them. And I think people should just seek help. I think there's no shame in that. And I also think there is no shame in talking about it and telling people, but only when you're ready and when you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's so sad that they're not really teaching it as much as you want mm-hmm. in universities and schools. Yeah, mm-hmm. we can know about them, but then we're really knowledgeable or really informed about it. So I just want to ask, do you ever get comments on from people like telling you that, oh, why are you even doing this? Your voice is not that heard, or something similar. Do you ever get that comment?
Personally, I've never. I think I'm not that experienced in terms of, you know, talking to as much people. We've gotten feedback on our Blossom the Project page. Obviously, that's from a team. I'm just a researcher. And there are people who clap back and, of course, say their things. But personally, never. But if that does happen, I think I'll try my best to just avoid it, move on, and not dwell with it. I think there's just too much negativity in this world already. There's just not much negativity I want to take in anymore. And I think that will just like make me stronger and make me more motivated for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree. And moving on, so you're an advocate. I know naman you're not as knowledgeable like compared to mga professionals and all that. But I want to
for sure.
Yeah, but I want to ask, how do you know if you're having mental health problems?
I think that's a very good question. Well, in my case, I think it's just feeling different, not feeling yourself. Everybody has their bad days. And I think when you don't feel yourself, or when you're just struggling and you're not motivated to do things that, like, you know, things that you love, things that make you happy, things that are in your passion, you know, your passion projects or anything like that, I think that's when a wake-up call is given, or when you just want to hide from the world or just shelter. In my case, when I have my bad days, I just don't feel like doing anything. I just don't feel like talking to anyone. But also, I think I see it. Okay, I used to see it as it being a bad day, but now I see it actually as a good day sometimes, because sometimes we all need that break. You know, our social battery is never going to be 100%. It's not always going to be like that. And sometimes you just need to wind down, spend time for yourself. And when I feel like not talking to anyone, or when I just have a bad day, I see it as something where, okay, this is the time I can reflect on my week, reflect on my month, journal, you know, reflect, just things that will help me. And that's what I feel has helped me the most. But I think for people, if you think something is wrong with you, or if you feel like you're not yourself, they must, like, please see someone, or please talk to someone, please get help. I'm sure there are hotlines everywhere. There are people online where you can seek support. And I think one thing I want to mention as well is what's super important is social media can really affect and detriment your mental health. It has happened to me. I think it's so easy to compare yourself with so many other people and see what people are up to and just, you know, keep up with people's lives. But I really think it's up to you in terms of who you choose to follow, what kind of platform do you want online. You know, I don't think it's all toxic. I think social media is what truly taught me about mental health. But that's through following so many pages. That's through following so many advocates online and just being inspired. And I think if you think your Instagram or your Facebook or your Twitter or whatever it is toxic and bringing you toxicity, I think you should switch to, you know, choosing who you follow, and choose especially who follows you, because I think it's important to keep a sense of privacy. And also, you know, if people you're conscious about, if you post something and you're conscious about a specific person that follows you, what's the point, right?
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned social media. Wow. And it can be good in some ways, you know, you get educated with the issues, but at the same time, it can really get toxic, yeah, and it can be
a exactly cause
of mental health problems. And as a researcher, of course, you tackled a lot of stories, and you just know about social issues and all that. Can I just ask you, aside from social media, what do you think are some causes of mental health problems?
I think it comes down to everything: biological, environmental, psychological, social factors, cultural factors even. I think a lot of people develop their sense of anxiety or depression from their childhood, from trauma. I think it also comes to who you're exposed to. What kind of culture are you put into? Are you placed in a safe environment? Are you around toxic people? Are you around people who put you down constantly? I think it's a multitude of factors. I don't think it's just one specific factor that causes mental health. I think it's everything. In my case, I don't know the specific trigger, but I know it's from from multiple triggers. I also think it's what type of, what type of environment you just choose to put yourself in or what you're put into. And I think sometimes we can't, choose where we are or what we do. But I think there's a point in our lives where we can, pull ourselves out of it and help ourselves. But yeah, I think mental health in terms of these disorders and illnesses, I think it just comes down to everything. What you're exposed to, who you're with, what type of conversations you have at home, these little things, what type of, parenting method you grew up in, how healthy was your home environment, do you have a good relationship with your parents and family members, was it through a relationship, was it through a breakup, maybe someone cheated on you, was it a toxic breakup that, put you down, or even friendship. Sometimes, even with me, when I feel like my friends and I are not always on the same page, I suddenly get anxious about it because, of course, that's not what we want. So I think it's just a multitude of factors, endless factors. And I believe there's not just one. It's a compilation of all.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why you should be aware of the relationships you have with your family, with your friends, the people around you. You really have to know if they're good influence to you or if
definitely
they bring you down. Wow, this has been a great conversation. I've learned a lot. And before we end, do you have anything else to say? Any advice? Anything you want to say for the month of mental health awareness? Go ahead.
Thank you so much. First, I just want to thank you. I really don't come equal to as many of your guests. I think you've had such wonderful and inspiring guests. So thank you for having me. I just first want to say that I am on my journey to being a mental health advocate, and I hope I can help as many people. So thank you for providing me this platform to share what I know thus far. And to all the listeners out there of the Filipina journey, I hope we talk about, I hope you spark conversations with your friends and family members about mental health. I hope if you're going through something, you seek help. And I hope that everybody is safe and healthy during this pandemic. I think there's so much already uncertainty and there's so much fear with what's to come. But I also think there's so much to look forward to and there's so much brightness ahead. And that if you are going through something, there is always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not going to just end here. And people love you. People care about you. And you have purpose in this world. Wow. Thank you so much.
That's very motivational. I love it. And I'm so honored that you are here with me today. I really learned a lot.
Thank you so much.
And in the future, I really also want to be a mental health advocate. I really want to help people. And that's your journey. You're doing such a great job. And I hope
you
inspire more people. Yes. So,
Before
I close this, do you have anything to promote? Go ahead, your company, your business right now.
Okay, sure, definitely. Well, so the lifestyle store I am a co-founder of is at colorco.ph. These are all Instagram platforms. And for my nonprofit work, for Blossom the Project, it's just at Blossom the Project. I am a researcher, and I'm also a director of outreach and communications for at Senya Youth, which is a place for inclusivity. And it's a youth nonprofit-led organization. So I hope you can support all three platforms that I'm currently very passionate about. And thank you so much again for having me. This was so much fun. And I really hope to all the listeners, you were able to gain something out of this and that we all continue to support one another.
Yes. Once again, thank you so much, Anna, for being here with me tonight and in celebration of Mental Health Awareness Month. I hope you all are safe, mentally healthy, even physically healthy as well. And I hope...
I agree.
Yeah, I hope everyone continues to stay safe and also informed with the social issues around. So that's
definitely
this episode. I hope you learned a lot from Anna. I hope you learned a lot from this episode. And spread this news, spread this episode, because it will really help a lot of people. So yeah, thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
The Filipina Journey is partnering up with Pedaliver. Pedaliver is a delivery app, but the unique thing about this and what I love about this is that this is eco-friendly since the riders will only be using bikes. So that's no carbon emission unlike motors. And they also have the lowest rates. So, what are you waiting for? Download the Pedaliver app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. But, eto na, this is the exciting part. Eto na to, guys. You can get a discount. You can get a discount by entering the code Filipina, that's all caps, to get 15 pesos off. Grabe. Again, that's Filipina, all caps. So, you can only use that when you download it on the App Store or the Google Play. So, download it and like them on Facebook, follow them on Instagram to get updated whenever they post something. Diba? You're helping the bikers and at the same time, you're saving the environment. So, download the Pedaliver app available on the App Store and Google Play. Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post an episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram at thefilipinajourney. You can also send a voice message through anchor.fm/isabelvc/message. You can also now like the Filipina Journey page on Facebook, and you can join the small group, the Filipina Journey. The link is also on the episode description, and that will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye.